It's really the pasuk. Psukim in Parashas Toldos. But often they teach us that Yitzchak Avinu married Rivka. They married Rivka, and they didn't have children. And finally, there was Zeruch Hashem answered that tefillas. That's how Rivka Ishto. And Rivka became pregnant. The pasuk says, "Vayisroitzu avonim b'kirbo." Toymen came from the Anoichi v'atel of Lidrash Hazarinah. Pasuk says that Rashi learned it was Ritza, in the womb, Kirva, and she didn't know what was going on. What was the Ritza? Rashi says, Al Kocha Mikraz Omid Ashuni. She saw some, she saw Mahi Ritzitzu Zu, what is running? Kosim Kimoma Azea Noichi. I'm saying there's shun lashin ritza. Kishoi soi vers al pischei toiro shol shein ve'ever. When you were going by the base measure, she was walked by the base measure, all of a sudden, boom! She got the big pen and stop, boom! What's going on? One of the P. Yaakov was inside, he wanted to get out, he was running to get out. Al vers al pischei avod yizora that she passed by. In case of a Nazara, the Persian master Kasha, how was a child, that she went by, you're not supposed to go near, whatever it means, and some say she was Makariv, or Pshat, she was near, whatever it means, Asim Lefachas, or Asim wants to jump out. The famous Shiloh, the Beis Halevi Shiloh, everybody knows the Shiloh, Bishleimah, Asim, wants to get out. Because the Gemara tells the Nida, a person sits in the mother's womb and HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the kid, the child in the womb, Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a big base medrash in there. No smoking, it's a little dangerous. But it's a big base medrash in there. And the Maisa, you sit and learn Torah with a Malach. The whole time learn Torah with a Malach. So imagine Esav, he didn't like it too much. She wasn't so interested. First day, the second day, the third day, no breaks over there. The mouth sitting the whole time, can't move. So Avad, he wants to run out of there. What do you mean? Can you imagine we lock the doors here on both sides? The windows have bars, you can't get out. Go through the roof, Rebbe. Not true, you can climb out the window from the bathroom. I know the guys in there can get out the bathroom window. See two guys trying to get out that small little window. She made a new rule, we locked the base measure doors, we got it. You can't get out. So big Ace is banging to get out. But Yaakov Avinu is learning to turn with a malach. What's he want to go out for? They say lady's famous tarets is that okay, he's learning to turn with a malach, but he's in the neighborhood, he has the Shechinus, nearby Esav's there. And Esav can be Mashpia, he's around there. Even if you learn Torah with a Malach, it's a famous test of the Beis Halev. Once again, another Mahalach of Beis Hashem. So she goes to ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on? And she has two kids are coming out, and they climb out, V'yitzah Rishon Admoini, Kuloi Kader Seyo. Full of hair, but Yikru Shmoy Esav. It's called Esav. And afterwards come out Ochiv Yodo Achaz Vachiv Esav, and his name is called Yaakov. Okay, so far so good. Everybody so far, nice little kinder. Everybody got a little knick, you know, pinch on the cheek in shul. When he came to shul, little Esav got his cheek, you know, his cheek pinched. Everything he got, oh, what a nice little boy. Thank you, Mr. John, Mr. You know, Silverstein. Thank you for, you know, old man Silverstein. He always gives that snapple on the kids when he gives out, you know, that lollipop. He gave Esav a lollipop, Yaakov a lollipop. V'yigdol ha'no'orim v'y'esav ish'yodei atzai v'y'soda v'yakov ish'tom yoshim ha'olim. Till then there was no one could tell the difference. They both went to cheder, they both get older. She says, lo yinikor b'maseim so much, v'yina medaktik b'em ativom, v'yina medaktik, young kids. Once they came shloish yisrei, z'pirish lo v'rezor, z'pirish lo b'tim etroshois, z'pirish lo v'rezor. What is Esav, the third description of Isaiah of Esav? The Torah wants to describe who Esav is. Yaakov, we understand, the Torah describes him, Ishtam Yoshev Ha'olet. He's simple, he's not Dafka shrewd, or plain. Yoshev Ha'olet. See, we describe Yaakov's godless, Yoshev Ha'olet, Rashi says he went shame, behavior. Abel Maisa, when we're describing Esav, we want to say he went to Avodah Zarah, Chazal say. Zeh Pirush L'Rishoy. At this stage of life, he went off to his rishos. He's going off to his rishos. How do we describe Esav? Ish Racha, Ish Bal Avodah Zarah, Ish Yedei Atzayet, Ish Soda. Doesn't sound too bad. Sounds like a nice guy. He's a hunter. Pass the bow and arrow, Rabbi. He was practicing. Whenever the yeshiva had trips, he went to the shooting range. He used to practice. He's a shooter. He's a hunter. What's all... So I'll see. Where did he see in this pasuk? That Zeh Rishon, if you want to describe Esav, Chazal said in the pasuk. Rashi says, now that when Nikko, he went to Avodah Zarah. Shalom the Gezach. But Yosef Yaakov Nozid, Chazal tell us, Yaakov started to make Nozid, he prepared his Nizidim, prepared some cooked food, some Adoshim, some lentils, and Esav comes down, now we want to hear a story, yes, Esav comes back from the Sodeh, V'hu Oyev, and he's tired, very tired. He's all tired. But Yoyim Esav al Yaakov, Esav says to Yaakov, "Halitaini no, min ha'odoyim ha'odoyim hazeh." Esav says, "Yaakov, can you pour it down my throat to me?" Halitaini no, that's what it means. Pour it down. I don't really want to even move my lips too much. Just pour it down. Halitaini no, min ha'odoyim ha'odoyim hazeh. First of all, why is his name called Edom? Because he calls him Edom. Very, very interesting. Yeah, he got a new name now, Edom. And we call him Edom. Alkein Kosh my Edom. Because he saw these lentils. He said, he didn't describe what they were exactly. You know, you could describe it. Pour down those beans, those lentils. He didn't describe what they were. He just said, pour down that red stuff! Yaakov, I want some red stuff! Okay, we have a new name, Ready! Not the food is red, we're calling you Ready now, your new name is Red! Big Red! Very interesting, this is a Torah here, but it's not like some, okay, we'll give him a nickname, call him Larry, Sam, call him Jerry, whatever it is, we'll say it's a nickname. What's the Torah telling? I can't crush my head on. But Yom Yaakov Michro Chayoyim is Becharos Chali. Tonight's just the Kashas, is what he said. Next week, go on. But Yom Yaakov Michro Chayoyim is Becharos Chali. Sell today my Becharos to me. Yom Esav. If it says, Yimei Anuich Yichoyach Lamos, Lamos Ali Becharos. He's going to die. He's dying now. And what do I need this Bechorah now? It's very interesting. Lashon of Bechorah. He's going to die. What does he need the Bechorah? I mean, at the end of the day, go get a waffle at Gabriel's. But, you know, go get a wife with Gabriel's. You have to argue on the price, but get a wife with Gabriel's. The Lama should leave a choir. Esav sells for a pot of lentils his whole b'chayr of my son. It's the chapel of the Kazakh. For a pot of lentils, he sold his toy whole b'chayr. She'll tell me it didn't mean anything to Esav my son. It didn't mean anything to him. It's not true. Later on in the parasha, we see that when he went to the brocha, and he knew the b'chayr was throwing the brocha, that's why he should get the b'chayr, that's the brocha, he called him in. He didn't want to tell him that he sold it. He comes in, Yitzchak tells him, I sold the b'chayr already, I don't for grabs anymore, it's not for you. Now Yitzchak, Esav, he screams out a tremendous cry, and he lost the b'chayr. What's the pshat of Esav? How does he sell his b'chayr for a pot of lentils? And the Chofetz Chaim is another kasha b'chayr. He may only hoichi lomus, but lomus and li b'chayra. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim, a gevaldik kasha. The Gemara tells us in brachos, not pay him an aleph. A gevaldik shayla. In fact, the Gemara. The Gemara says if a person wants to control his yetzahara, you should try three things. First, say kriya shma. Then, what should he do? First, learn Torah, sorry, then say kriya shma, and then, if he's still being consumed by his Yetzirah, so to Gemara, Yiskalo Yom HaMisa, you want to stop Yetzirah, remember Yom HaMisa. Like today we had a Leviathan, but you go to a basic place, you start to think, there's going to be a Din V'cheshbon, you got to do something about your life. So then, get hold of yourself. But Esav says the words, in fact, the Chofetz Chaim, I'm going to die, I'm giving up Ruch Nias. And the last shaila of Boisai that we have to ask is, the Gemara zokt in Megillah, who Esav, who mirishoy tchilosoy v'atzoyfa. We know Rabbi Boisai Yishmael was zecher to do tshuva. Esav was never zecher to do tshuva. So says Chazal. Who berishoy? It's lots of outside. But Yishmael, Zoch the Chazal, we know the tshuva at the end. Eisa never did tshuva. What's the pshat? The Yisoy that God or Rabbi Yisai that comes screaming from this parish is so important for us, Rabbi Yisai. It's something that we have to understand. It's not only a matter of direction in life, it's not a matter of way of life, it's the yesod that is to bring happiness to our lives. So many people are looking for happiness. I want to have happiness, I'm looking for happiness, I want to find happiness. Where do you find happiness? How do you find happiness? What's the recipe? So, there's one way of doing it, Boisai. You get a magazine, you open up, and you look through as many magazines as possible to find. Are there any booklets out there? Or any pamphlets? 10 easy steps to happiness. That's the way most people would want to find happiness. Let's look for, you know, eitzes. Let's look for contrasiv about it. Let's read up on it. And it's all true. To find eitzes is all good, but the whole world hasn't found those eitzes. Everybody's looking for it. You read the articles out today, you read the statistics, it's amazing. It's much mind-boggling. The statistics that we have in the world today, how many people are depressed? How many people are mamish depressed? They're not happy. That's the pale of the gazach. We have big scientists. We have big therapists out there. And no one's, many people are not making any of this. Try this, and try that. Take some pills. Do this. This new type of pill on the market. Antidepressant, non-depressant, highs, lows, uppers, downers, this, that. Everything everybody says, try. One day he's up, one day he's down. They tried uppers today, tomorrow's downers, tomorrow's sideways. He moves different ways with the pills, up, down, sideways. Stands on his head the next day. The new therapy came in. Head stand on your head therapy. For 10 hours you stand on your head. After that you get a big headache. But then, by the next morning, you're so happy to be standing straight, you feel happy. Pure of happiness. Try it tonight, everybody, Sang. See everybody in the morning. There'd be another 3 hours. The Yesod of Esav's downfall, Rabbi Yisrael, which we asked earlier, we should have described him as Nish Rasha, Abal Taiva, Abal Zeh. The Pasuk says very short, we asked. It doesn't really describe his wishes. Ish Yedeh Sarid, Ish Sadeh. He knew how to trap. He's Ish Sadeh. I have a question about this for everybody here. The puzzle doesn't say that he trapped. He wasn't east side and say east yedeh side. He knew how to trap. You know what it means? He knew how to trap. Chazal say that the Vilna Gaon says that Esav inherited the type of clothes from Adam Harisha. It was a beggar that when you wore it, you could kill any animal, even different types of animals you were able to kill. There was one animal, Rabbi Yisrael. The way to kill it was, the Gaon says, was you had to cut, it was attached to the ground by its stomach. But if anybody went near its talamus, it would be very difficult. So you had to cut the thing, whatever, but you couldn't get near it. But Esav had these clothes. When he put on those clothes, everybody became feared. It looked like, there's special clothes from Adam HaRishon that he stole from Nimrod. Ish Yodeh Tzayid is that he really didn't have to work really too hard, even to trap. Ish Sodeh Sechazal Kimashmo Odom Otel. The whole Yisoid, we want to know what was Esav's You saw it of his downfall. One word. He was Ish Sodeh and Adam Batel. You could call him the butler. An Adam butler. He didn't have anything to do. He wasn't busy. He was bored. He was not active. He was lying around most of the day. He was lying around most of the day doing absolutely nothing. And because he was Bartel, because he had nothing to do, because he did not exert himself, because he didn't work hard. Batala maybe lidei shi amum, says the Gemara Ksuvis. Waste of time leads to craziness. You lose your mind. M-I-N-D. Your brain becomes like jelly. Jello. I'm not sure if it's yellow or red yellow to see what's up there. your brain becomes not workable. And because the brain is such a choshev eiver, when it becomes not workable, you go crazy. You become insane. You look for crazy things to do because you have nothing to do. Yaakov, on the other hand, was the opposite. He was a yoishev oyeholim. It wasn't sufficient one attempt. He ran to one tent, to second tent, to another tent, back and forth. Because Yaakov Avinu wanted to get as most as he could, use his mind for the most, whatever he could. Yaakov Avinu wanted, as Chazal say, Tova Ufan, he wanted to gain as much as he could, he wanted to use his mind. He wanted to grow, he wanted to develop, he wanted to work hard. He's Mishamish, he was a Mavakish. This was the big chilek of Isaiah. When Esav comes back from the Soder of Isaiah, he's mamish exhausted. He had a hard day. Such a hard day. I had to make some medrash today. I was there for 32 minutes straight. I'm sweating already. Such a hard day. I think I'll take a nap. Yankele! It's 4 days! You're still in bed! He had to work hard that day. Rashi says he killed somebody. A little bit of a struggle. He's tired. So when he's tired, of course when you're tired, you want a special, breakfast, lunch, or supper. You want to be fed in a special way. You know when you're tired, you just want the guy to bring the food to your bed. That's why we have a chair in the room, Rabbi. What's the chair for? It becomes our table. When we don't want to move too far. Look, Rabbi, I've learned to eat with one hand with my head on the pillow. So when you don't want to work too hard to eat, you bring the breakfast to bed. So the Esav HaRosha, when he came back from the field, and he was very tired, what did he say? Pour it down my throat. But there's much more deeper to that. What was going on that Yaakov Avinu was making lentils about that? It wasn't they had 3 lentils at Yesh. It was lentil day at Yesh. What do you make lentils for, Rashi tells us? When Chas V'Shalom somebody is nifter, we make lentils. Why lentils? Because it's round. Like a lentil bee is round. To say that this thing, Rechman Lanzon, is something that served the oilam. To make eggs, there was lentils. Yaakov Avinu was trying to arouse Esav. Did you realize what happened today? Do you realize what's going on in the world? Are you totally oblivious, Esav, to what's going on? The great Godol, the great person in the world, one of the greatest human beings that ever lived on the history of the world, died today. It happened to be because of Esav. Avram Avinu was nifter on that day. Yaakov was making lentils because that's what you give to people that are veilim. And Esav doesn't take the time out, or maybe said better, he doesn't make the effort to even look at the food. What is he serving me? Pass me some of that red stuff. Red stuff? It's lentil. No, but he doesn't want to look. He doesn't want to make the effort. He wants to be very superficial. Because he makes the effort to try to understand and to see what it's about that might register a change in his brain. But we do think effort. We are breakfast in bed people. We got supper coming to us also if we stay late. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. We got it all coming to us. We don't even have to lift our leg. It's all coming to us. Pour it down, Yaakov. I'm not even going to look. What Yaakov was saying in the Torah was Kodeh, his name Edoim, was coming to tell us that you are the epitome of superficiality. You are the epitome of somebody who doesn't want to take the effort to see the meaning of life. You're looking for the easy way out in life. Al-Kain Koshmoy Edoin. Red. Red is the most outstanding color. When we see things, we see red. It's the most superficial. And the same thing when it came to the Bechayim. How was he sold it? For a pot of soup? The answer is easy come, easy go. For a pot of soup? Esav, you sold your Bechayim for a pot of soup. A little bowl of red soup. You sold everything, your future. Why? Easy come, easy go. But more than that, you know what that bechayra means, Rashi tells it? You gotta work hard. You gotta make effort. You gotta serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. The Avodah Beis HaMikdash, you know how hard it was, complicated, intense. You know what it was, difficult. You gotta do that. That I gotta do? Pass the lentils. Give me those lentils! Give me that red stuff. I want to go fast and easy. I want life to be so simple. I want life that I don't have to do any effort. Pour it down my throat. I'll just go out to the field and wear a costume. I know the animals will be dead. So good. And you know what Esav never did? Tshuva, Rabbeinu? Esav never says the Orchaim next week's parasha. So there, Esav never had a bris milah by side. When he came out, he was all red. So up to Sforno, Yaakov Avinu saw that he was red. He didn't want to mal him right away. He said, "I'll wait till he's 13. When he's 13, he's not taking any bris milah. No operation on me. That's pain! I don't like pain! I like it easy! I like to sleep, and then I eat, and I sleep again! Then I go eat, and there's a little effort to walk from my cabin to the dining room, ready. I do put on some form of a garment, if you want to call it that, when I go pick up my food. And it's very hard sometimes to carry that two plates. Because my roommate, we switch off. Today, I'll get the supper. And tomorrow, you'll get it. But there's a room with three. A house for the head. Good thing there's no room with four guys. A little difficult. But I'm making the effort, I'm really making the effort. What effort are we making of ourselves? The Yisoid is so deep, Rabbi Yisai. Esav never has bris milah, Rabbi Yisai. We can maybe understand Klal Yisrael is an unbelievable nation. As a little baby, we bris milah at 8 days old, Rabbi Yisai. What's the bar, many bars we could say. But maybe the bar is to teach that by Klal Yisrael, Ono Amelim, the bris milah represents Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Torah has to come with Omel. But anything in life, person, lo Omel Yulot, a person this world was created for to work. Says the Gemara, lo Adam, lo Omel Yulot, you were created to work. I hate to use dirty words in the base measures. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to listen to too many rap songs lately. I'm sorry to use that word work. That dirty word of that. Get it out of here. Work. Adam, l'amal, you, Lord, you were created to work. What's the Pshat Yulot? For the time he came out of the womb. What
pshat.
In the mother's womb, Rabbi said, what's going on? You're sitting back, it's Gavaldik. Pass the headphones, Rabbi. Shas. The mouth sitting in there. It's Gavaldik. I got the whole wide shas. In my ears, I got the whole wide shas. In my ears. The mouth sitting there teaching us Gavaldik in there. Pass the cigars. The whole shas. Everything. A guy once came over to the Rebbe, I wish I could have shas in my head. Maybe you can put a chip in. Chip along with shas. Gavaldik. He's a fucking shas already. What happens when the guy comes out of the womb? Smack. Everybody look. To your friend, he can't see it. Go into the mirror. And a little thing over there. What is that? The mouth smacked you. And you came out. Why? You forget everything. What's the job now? What's the point? Our job now is to reacquire everything through our own amelis. That's Adam la'amo yulad. That's what we created for. Maybe the pshat Rabbi says, Yaakov Avinu, when he wanted to get out, he wanted the kindest task in this world to work at a quantum. It's very nice sitting with the malach. You know why he wanted to get out? Because he wanted to acquire through his own effort. The Vilna Gaon used to have Malachim coming to his door. Is Rabbi Eliyahu mi Vilna inside? Who is it? Gabriel! Not for the Makolet. Not the delivery. It's Gabriel Amad, the Malachim came to him. What is it? We want to tell you secrets of the Torah. The Vilna Gaon used to ask, can I do it, get it on my own, to my own work, if I work hard? Yes. He slammed the snake, shut the door on the malach. I'm going back to my studies. I want to get it myself. Yaakov Avinu wanted to acquire Torah through his own effort. If he's learned with a mob, but he has wanted to go after the Batei Midrashos. But Esau wanted to run to Avodah Zarah, Avodah. You know what Avodah Zarah is, Avodah? Why is Avodah Zarah such a big, what's a big Yetzirah, Avodah? The Gemara tells an unbelievable story. One of the Amartanarim were talking about it, they were making fun, what is it, Avodah Zarah? Today we don't have the Yetzirah, they took it away. So the other Tanah said to him, if you had been in the times of this Yetzirah, you would have picked up your coattails, your frock, and you would have ran to do Avodah Zarah. What was the pshat of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, by side, is make it easy religion. When do I daven? Whenever I want. Because I don't even have to go to the shul. I got the Lord in my room. I wake up in the morning, and here he is. Hello. Can I have a candy today? Yes. Okay. Today it's his sock. Tomorrow it's a shoe. He worships a shoe. Why not? Not too hard. Doesn't talk back. There's no hunching in the shoe. Unless somebody put something in my shoe. Pesel, very nice. He starts patting the pesel back and says, no, it's Chaimus. You don't have to work hard. You can do whatever you want. It's Hefker. It's free. Free reign. That's a big taiva. To do whatever you want. And being controlled and not have any boundaries. It's a big taiva. To be free? What? No curfew? That's Gavaldik. But Adam la'amo yulad. A person was created to work and to work hard. And if that's what we created for, so I have one simple equation. And it's very simple. I'm not a professor, and then went to Harvard, or to Yale, or even to Brooklyn College. But if that's what you were created for, that's what you put in this world, to work hard, to make an effort, to struggle, and to really try to exert yourself. So if you're not doing that, or let's try to figure that out. I don't think this is a deep thought, but I think it's a positive thought.
I think it makes a lot of sense. If you're not doing that, you're not going to be so happy, no? I mean, I need the professor glass. I'll say it again on my side. Get me those specs. Give me some specs over here. Again, I don't look like a professor from Yale. If and when you were created for the purpose of making an effort, that's what you were created for. Any questions in the back on the first half? If you were created with the purpose of utap to work, and that's what you were created for and as, so when you are not working, when you are sitting there doing nothing, you're not happy. Should we get the blackboard? You won't be happy. When you work hard, and you make a real effort, and you struggle, and you push yourself to the who knows what effort, then you're going to be happy. Then you're going to be ecstatic. I want to tell you a story. I just read Nosson Svi's, another story. It was the middle of the winter's man, a few months left of his man, and he wanted to make a chizik in yeshiva, Rabbi Sad. I think we have to start at the beginning of his man, but he wanted to make a chizik in yeshiva. The kids, he called all the bachim together, he says, Rabbi Sad, I want to make a new thing. 12, everybody should makabel themselves, make a chizik in yeshiva. 12 hours a day of learning, Rabbi Sad. 12 hours a day of learning, Rabbi Sad. I don't want to shock you guys, just take it slow. 12 hours they have learned. That means 4 hours in the morning, not to one. You take a little break, 3 to 7, and then 3:30 to 7:30. It's another 4 hours, and then from 8 to 12, or maybe whatever way you do it, something like that. 12 hours of learning in a day. So he said, I want all the bachelors, neighbor could sign up, we'll make a chizik, everybody should sign their name on a paper. Sign your name on a paper. And we'll get everybody to get married, to get chizik. Everybody's learning 12 hours, and everybody knows they have to learn 12 hours. The kids used to give a Friday shiur. Slowly, guys were signing up. The best son, the good bachum guys, even guys who won chizik were signing up. There was a bacha that came to his Friday shiur, and he said, Rebbe, Shabbos, after the Friday shiur, it was a beautiful shmooze. He spoke this time that Friday about something else, whatever. He said, Mendy, he grabbed hold of his hand. I didn't see you on the list. Now this Mendy was a nice bacha. He wore tefillin, came to shachris sometimes, 3 times a week. You want to get a check. He came to shachris. He was a nice boy, but he never dreamed of so many hours of learning. When the Shiva said, Mendy, how about you? He thought it was like joking. He said, no, Mendy, and he wouldn't let go of his hand. Now, Nosson Svi has your hand in his hands. You're not going to play games over there. So he wouldn't let go of his hand. So he said, Rebbe, okay, I'll do it. Gevaldik, Mendy. But he didn't realize what he did. He signed up for 12 hours. He told a guy that wasn't learning so many hours of us. And he signed up. Well, he signed the paper and go sign up Brennan's name. First day, he gets in there. First Seder, he learns 4 hours. Second Seder, he learns 4 hours. Third Seder, he does it. And it starts to get a little bit easier. Even the first part was hard, making it through the first Seder, whatever, but slowly he realizes, nicer. Without Batola, not putting my 4 hours doing laps and maps, and who knows what gaps, everything on my side. He's around this way, he goes around this way, sometimes he'll bump his message. You never know where he's coming, he's going, he's leaving, he's entering, he's not going this way, he's over there, he's over here, he's back there. 7,287 laps he's done this year so far. Probably set the all-time Peres Chaim record. Can't get down to the seat. You can't get him down. Tie him up with a rope! We'll rope him down! You can't sit in the seat for more than 10 minutes. The kid's up. This bacha. Kid's 4 hours, first Seder, second Seder, third Seder, first day. Second day goes in, he gets up, he's going again, he's going with a By the third day, by night, he conks out, mamash to the county, mamash at 12 o'clock at night, he falls on his bed, his feet, who knows, by a pillow, his pillow's by his head, by his bed, by his feet, conks out. That night, in the middle of the night, he starts dreaming. What's he dreaming about? Abaye said like this, Rava, what's the pshat chadal? What was the Rav Nachum's diyuk? Mamash, he starts speaking and learning in his head, in his dream, Abaye. The next morning, with such a shmak, such a feeling of satisfaction, such a feeling of shmak, he runs over to Rav Nachum's Tzvi. He says, Rebbe, you won't believe it. For the first time in my life, I was dreaming about learning. A lot of guys here dream about learning. And I was dreaming because I was learning. I dreamed about learning. I was dreaming in learning. I never had my life. Rav Nachum Tzvi, with all his weakness, he got up, he stood up slowly, took the boy by the hand, let's dance. And they started dancing. This marriage, shall I say. Why? Because this bachur decided to make that move, that I'm going to come and make the effort and push myself a little bit of myself. We're not saying 12 hours, but 12 minutes! Do we hear anybody for 12 minutes? We got the rope! We'll tie you to your seat for 12 minutes! Calisthenics in the morning! He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down, he's around. Sit down for a half hour straight and make an effort. Turn this thing in here, because there's something in there. I hope. Hit it again to see if there's anything in there. There's something in there. And turn it on. Turn it on and sit by this memorial and sit for an hour straight, a half hour straight, sure, not straight, but without talking about not important things. Like tomato paste. We got a delivery in the bag. It's Solomon. He took it in. He took it out. Yoli took it. He took it. My grandmother took it. Was it that tomato paste? It was the other one. It was from California. No, it was Irish. The Irish didn't make it. And it's very important, though, the tomato paste. Especially when you didn't brush your teeth. So, toothpaste and tomato paste, you mix it up with the guy, and we use the tomato paste tomorrow. You got any tomato paste? But Rav Hoy said, we're not just talking about success. Yaakov will be forever and ever. Ace of Harosha forever and ever. He never made it, he never did anything like that, never. His whole life, he's gone down in history. Where did it come from? Oh, he had bad midos. He came from the same stock. And he could be, he was supposed to go out in the world. But he didn't want to work for it. As he says, Adam Botel. That was the cause of his downfall. He didn't want to work. He didn't want to make any effort. He wanted to come easy. And want to be lazy. I'm going to come home this year, Rabbi Levy, and I show my parents that I got a BTL. A bed trading license. Just look at the letters underneath. Oh, I thought you were getting a bachelor's in Talmudic law. Read the fine print! I'm a bed trainer! BTL! We give them out, a boy say. After the shiur, you can come up and get it. You passed the course with flying already. Bed training license. That's the 2-year program. Become a model. Now when a guy asks me, Rebbe, do we have BTLs here? I said, sure. Go to Caravan 3, you'll see 3 of them. They're in training. We gotta get rid of sleeping! Chazal says it's 160 of death! How can a normal
well-functioning 29-year-old boy. He comes in, he makes showers, hopefully, sometimes. He goes to eat breakfast, and he climbs back into bed at 10:30 in the morning. I don't understand it. I can't wait. I'm not talking about a guy who Baruch Hashem was up all night learning how to dance. And he fell asleep. I'm talking about a guy, he got up, he slept a good enough hours, right after breakfast. Rebbe, the bed training glide course is gewaldig. I can do a dive off the diving board into the bed. I go head first. You want to do feet first, back first, side first. Long course. Straight into bed. You see my dive is getting perfect. I barely touched the bed when I dive right in. It's not shy. What does it mean, Elisab? I would say, okay, I'm not so happy. I'm depressed. Of course you're not happy. Don't exert it. You gotta exert yourself. You don't want to learn, go out and jog. Do something with the body. Go jog 100 times around the block. Go to the gym. Do something! Don't go into bed! My best chavrusa ever, Rebbe! What do you mean? Mr. Bed! But not just for accomplishment, but it's for happiness. When a person, as I'll say, a person works in the field, he works hard. He plows the soil, all he produces is one small calf. And the guy comes over and says, I'll give you 9 calves of my blessing. I'll say, no. Roitza odom b'kav shaloi. Mitisha kav and shachaveiro. You want one little calf of what you produce. You tore the field, you worked out. You want one calf of that from 9 calves. What's the flash? You came to Torah Bay. Since you work, since you struggled, and you produce something that's so endearing to you, you love it. You have such a no, you're so happy, you're so ecstatic. All you want to do is go gvaldik, a place, and you know it. Those who try it, they spend 1 hour, 2 hours, learning the Alpha Gemara and getting the Klor and Klor until they have it. The Gishmak is unbelievable. But we want fast and easy and quick. We don't want to work. And we don't blame us, of course. We're in a generation that's depressed. Because no one wants to work. Everything has to be in a second. Computers and this with a press of the button. We want everything. They're creating showers and everything. It does it for you. You press the button, you don't have to do it. They're turning the shower, you don't have to do the soap. Soap comes squirting out of your head. It splits on your body, another one squirts on this. You press the button, you just sit there. There's a new thing, I'm not joking. You do 3 things at once. You go to, you have to go to, you know, you have to relieve yourself. You press a button, you get a shower and everything in one shot. You get groomed. Somebody comes out of the wall and does your hair for you. All in a short sitting. There's a new machine working out. You don't have to eat, you don't have to do any pool of eating. You sit by the table. A hand comes out. Puts it in your mouth. They're trying to drive a new chew machine also. It's a little bit hard to chew otherwise it takes effort. The new machine that moves your head up and down. Nothing we want to work at. We ever see a place that we don't want to move our bodies. I've seen some guy put on tefillin in the morning, the Buddha said. I'm not joking. 35 minutes from the time he came into the base medrash, shel yad to get on. You think I'm joking? I haven't seen nothing yet. He has a sweater on. Well, what's going on? Baruch Hu. Hey, at least he made Baruch Hu. I fall asleep sometimes seeing the guy putting on his tefillin. And on Shmona Esrei, he has the box on his Yana's hand. He didn't do the straps yet. But Ashrei afterwards, Chach Hashem, the Shalchan is on. Now show Rosh. Mincha! Some guys went through my mincha or something. Now he sat down to daven. Come here, some guys in here, who knows when? We can't count, we have 10. I don't believe it sometimes. The guy came in here at 7:34, at 7, maybe 7:10. He came pretty early. 8:10, I'm sorry. He came in 8:10, even 8:05. I run over to his seat, we're looking for such one that said, Zay Kaif Kifufin! Zay Kaif Kifufin? You said 4 brachas in 25 minutes? Zay Kaif Kifufin! It could have been worse, Rebbe. Shaloy, that's not an Isha. The problem with that bracha was that I'm not so sure they have much less mitzvahs. I was contemplating for a long time. They don't have to put on tefillin and get up in the morning. How can we have a minyan? The guy's still holding in the Birchas HaShachar. It doesn't make sense. Rebbe, expect to make such a strong, such a big effort. The police act. Every single one of us can become great people. It's all a matter of getting rid of that concept of not working and not being lazy and making effort and doing what we can. Get out of the bed. Say bye bye, Ben! See you tonight! You jumped out of bed! There's another miser with a dozen tzvi. A guy came in and asked for a charus, and I wrote the whole story, it's a different story. He finally came in. He said, what do you want to learn? I want to learn about Zrizus. I want to learn moving quick, doing things with Zrizus. So another tzvi said, I have a safer. And another tzvi was Mamish knocked out, he was like lying on the couch. All of a sudden, he said, out of nowhere, he jumped out of his seat with all the gibor and he ran over to the shul, he brought a sefer. He said, I don't even remember what we learned that day. I don't even know what sefer it was. One thing I can tell you, I didn't have a problem with Zrizas after that. Mm-hmm. He showed me what Zrizas means. You jump, you get up in the morning. It's Dave. It's 7:45, I'm here to wake you up. It's day, get up. It's a 5 day. I'm getting up. One sock. Sock me out. We're coming out with a new book, Rabbosai. 10 easy steps for getting up in the morning. Lift head off pillow. 1. Move arm above head. 2. Lift body upright position. 3. I guarantee you'll get up, Rabbosai. 10 easy steps. Of course it's easy. Getting up in the morning. By Rabbi Yisrael Applebaum. I've been called by the bestseller list and looking to publish my book. Get ourselves up. Let's get moving. Go out. If you don't want to learn, go somewhere, do something. Bang your head in the wall. I don't know, do something. You can't sit in the bed all my life. You can't not do anything. You came to yeshiva, you got to produce, you got to do something. Oh, baby, I don't enjoy it. Of course you don't enjoy it, you're not doing anything. Do a week straight of learning, of comforting yourself to come to see it, but I guarantee you, you'll start getting your shmah. Guarantee. Money back, guarantee. If you come in, you learn a few hours each day, but I'm not asking for the 12 hours of Nazir Tzvi. A person puts in a morning seder, whatever you can do, 2 hours, and 2 hours you have to do, but straight, not every 10 minutes taking a break. 2 hours, 1 hour, but straight. And he puts his effort in, he sits there, he works. He doesn't every 5 minutes talk. You sit there and work. They guarantee you, say, after a week, you're going to say a Gishmah. Everybody who did it, you work after Gemara, you get the Shachmat, you write it up, get a claw. What's Rashi saying? You come over here, you get a claw, you say overnight, you can make money, Shachmat, I'm guarantee you'll see success, but you'll see enjoyment, you start feeling good about yourself. I don't feel good, Rabbi. I don't know what it is. I can't, I don't feel good. You know, I have the sniffles and the snuffles. The top of my eyebrow has been hurting me lately over here. You see right over there by the eyebrow, the left eyebrow, inside, behind the left. Yesterday, the toenail that got cut off was hurting also. I tried to pick it up. That's why I cut it off, but it still hurt afterwards. I felt bad for it, sorry for it. So I went to sleep. I was so sad with my toenail. It was terrible. I had to go bury them. There was a kfura and everything. That's the soid of Boisai. The soid for success is Onum Amelin. The Hema Mel. Onum Amelin is Amelin. Onum Amelin. A Boisai. Everybody who is successful in life, everybody who is successful in Torah, the success came by making a gewaldic effort, by putting the time, the effort. It's a struggle, it's difficult. I'm not coming to say it's not difficult. We're used to throw away, we're used to easy, and Gemara, it's difficult, it's tedious, it's hard. But you gotta listen, you gotta make the effort. You gotta be a Yoshev on your own, you gotta run to this Medrash and run to the davening and make the strongest effort that's possible, Rabbi Yisai. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, it's your lives. With all the good schmoozing and the this, it's funny, it's this, at the end of the day, the greatest schmooz, if you don't make that hachlot in the morning, I wanna do it, it's not gonna go, and just continue the same path. We should be zoicha be'ez Hashem to make that effort. Esav is a Rasha, Rasha, the riches all came from the Yoshev Batel. We should make the effort to really apply ourselves. It's difficult, I know it's difficult, but if you make the effort, when Hashem sees you struggling, all the people have done it, they've seen it, they've gone through the struggle, it's difficult. But they see in the Siyat of the Shema Tzuma, they start, the mind starts to open up, they start to understand, they start to get a Geshmak. Let us be Zoycha, to that Geshmak, through our Amelis, and give our unbelievable Nachas Ruach to ourselves, to our parents. Ashrei Misha, Amol HaBetorah, that is a Nachas Ruach.